Romans chapter 8, amen, and verse number 11. But if the Spirit, amen, that's capital S on Spirit, it's not human spirit, that's divine spirit. They capitalize it when they want to make a difference so that you won't be confused about which spirit it is. There is a spirit of man. There is a spirit of God. The capital letter on the spirit means he is talking about the spirit. Amen. There are many spirits, but there's only one Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God. There's just one. Amen. That's why the Bible said, try the spirits. See if they be of God. Because God only has one. And all of his children who have been baptized by the precious Holy Ghost knows that spirit. Because he is our teacher. And our guide. And our comforter. And one sent alongside to help us. Ah, glory to God. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, isn't that a wonderful promise? Shall also, amen, quicken your mortal bodies. Not bodies, because he was speaking to a whole church. So it's not just singling out one individual. The promise is to the whole church of Rome. If they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is dwelling in them. That spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can and shall quicken their mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Well, I'm excited already. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13, I give thee charge in the sight of God who quickeneth all things. Who quickeneth all things. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Amen. I want that power tonight. Amen? I want it to happen to you. You say, I'm not sick. Well, there's more of you than just your body. There's a soul and a spirit. And I told you the meanings of quicken were one from Webster. To quicken means stir up, make alive. And again from Webster, it means become more active or alive. But from Cruden's concordance at the top of his, it means also to bring life to a dead body. And it also means to stimulate the spirit which was deadened. Amen. Get a grip on your little folding chair there because I'm going to tell you something right off here. And I may lose 2/3 of my friends when I tell you this. I have been among you and preached to you 2 years. This meeting's half over. And I'm wondering why the Holy Ghost can fill a tabernacle this size. With that much volume of his presence, and you not be quickened. Now I'm not saying we all need divine healing, but there's not a one of us that doesn't need to be quickened to a closer walk. There's not a one of us that doesn't need to be quickened to a higher form of spiritual life. You won't get there without God giving you a quickening. Amen. The reason that you're where you're at and have been there for several years is because God quickens whom He will. If your attitude's not right, you're going to stay right where you're at. If your devotion's not right, you're going to stay right where you're at. Amen. If your holiness standard is drooping, you're going to stay right where you're at. If you have lust in your heart, you're going to stay right where you're at. If there is in you the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eye or the pride of life, you are going to stay right where you're at. Amen. You're not going to be wicked and live close to God. You're not going to be worldly and live close to God. It's all right, brethren. You don't have to shout, but it's still true. The reason why our holiness standards are drooping is because there is no personal quickening of you and me. You go without the touch of God's Spirit, you'll find yourself lending your own abilities to the flesh. Amen. The reason why our women spend more time on their hair than they do on their knees is because they've not been quickened lately. Amen. And the reason our men like to play more than they like to pray is because they've not been quickened lately. Any man who feels the Spirit of God wants more of what he feels. Any woman who feels the Spirit of God wants more, amen, of what she feels. You pray through and get prayed through to the Holy Ghost. The next time you don't do it, you're disappointed. Amen, because you did not get into the presence of Almighty God. Now I've offended you already and you're going to dig your toes in. Well, let me tell you, it just takes me a little longer to preach when I've got to pull carpet and toenails too. Amen. But we can do her. Amen. So if you don't mind, just get them back up. Guilty is guilty. Amen. If my wife does it, she's guilty. If your wife does it, she's guilty. Amen. There ain't no difference between the preacher's wife and your wife. If the preacher's wife's not allowed, you're not allowed, honey. If your preacher's not allowed to go, you're not allowed to go. Amen. If your preacher can't have one, you can't have one. Amen. The reason why we're dragging is because we've lost the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, and you well know it. The reason why folks are gripey and complaining and murmuring is because they've lost the quickening power of the Spirit. Woo! You're still looking at me cross, but that's okay. There was a time in our churches when the moving of the Spirit of God meant more than eloquence. The moving of the Spirit meant more to us than the number of instruments we had in our little band. The moving of the Spirit meant more to us than the members of the choir. We didn't care if they sung on tune, off tune, in, out, or around. We didn't care if we had to sing with it or without it. What we wanted was the heaven power to come down and quicken our service. We asked for it. We pleaded for it. We prayed for it. We asked God to send it. We sung the songs, oh God, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Amen. In fact, if you didn't get the baptism of the Holy Ghost a little while after you got saved, they ask you, what's wrong with you? Come on, mama, shout amen. Come on, daddy, shout amen. It was something wrong somewhere. You've been in Pentecost for a little while, and you didn't get the baptism. There's something wrong with the way you was living. Because we know, don't we, church?
You hear me? I said, we know, don't we, church, that if you're born again, sanctified, you are going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. That's God's will. Amen. Look. Look, it's missing. I said it's missing. You know it's missing. We don't like to admit it, but it's missing. We have to have camp meeting to get a little bit of fire. Amen. We run from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting to get a little bit of fire. Amen. When they didn't used to have to run here and run there to borrow wood, we didn't have to run here and there to borrow fire. We cut our own wood, we build our own fire, and we warm by it. How? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I just felt Him charge my body. Woo! I said, we cut our own wood, we build our own fires, and we warm by it. And every cold soul that came by, we'd tell them, come to our fire. We told the Baptists, come to our fire. We told the Methodists, come to our fire. We told the Church of God, come to our fire. We built it. Woo! We kept the fire burning, and God quickened us. Lift your hands and pray for me. Woo! When's the last time you brought a load of wood to church? Woo! Hello! How am I talking to you? When's the last time you brought a load of wood to church and threw it down on the fire and said, here, I've cut wood all day. I want to see the fire leap up. Amen. Amen. There's a quickening spirit. There is a spirit from God that can quicken you. Why, oh, why, oh, why would anyone want to stay in holiness and not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Why, oh, why, oh, why would anyone want to fellowship with people, amen, who are full of the Spirit of God and them sit there dead, lifeless, without the Spirit of God? Somebody shout amen. Look, you take now, brother, I've been here way off base, am I? Well, let me read to you. And the Bible says, unto the angel of the church at Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, thou livest. Now look, I didn't write that. Jesus wrote that letter to the church and told John to send it. Huh? I'm just a mailman tonight. If it ends up in your box, it's special delivery. When was the last time you had anything other than a name? When was the last time you had any more than a name? You live a name. You're playing a part. Amen. You know, come on now, my brethren. Amen. Come on now. We're holiness. Aren't we holiness? We've got to name holiness. But holiness is just a reflection of a lifestyle. You can't go to heaven writing the name holiness. You've got to have an experience. You can't have a holiness experience until you get some power inside of you to live it. Any holiness that's not produced by the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not holiness. It's only a name. You've got to have the Holy Ghost quickening you and raising you up and getting you higher and causing you to get stronger. Woo! You can hide behind any kind of clothes you want to say is holiness. Amen. But that don't produce fire. Amen. You can shuck off every piece of gold you've got, and you should well do it. From your dainty little ears down to your skinny little ankles, you are to shuck every piece of gold off that you've got. Amen. You say, you're just a picking on ladies. Not anymore. Those stinking boys put it on their ears too and wrap it around their neck too. Amen. We need a move of God that'll cause folks to lay something down and give something up. We need a quickening of God that'll cause folks to lay down the world and get closer to God. Whew. If your preacher can't have a television, you dead, dormant, lifeless, amen, church member, you ain't gonna get an inch closer to God until you unplug that devil, amen, and come clean with God and say, God, I've only got a name. I'm only acting out a part. I need you to move me and quicken me to give me power enough to pack that thing out of my house and burn that thing and scatter the ashes to the wind. Somebody shout amen now. Woo! And while I'm a cleaning house, I said, and while I'm a cleaning house, you need to go through that record collection and CD collection and tape collection, amen, and get all of that ungodly gospel music out of your house and quit trying to entertain yourself and said, I'm not done nothing all day, preacher, but listen to gospel music. You can't listen and pray. You can't listen and read. You can't listen and get closer to God. That's only entertainment, and you know it is. Well, that didn't sit too good, but that's all right. No wonder you got a name that you're living and you're dead. Dead. Woo! Dead. 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 You couldn't start a fire. You're dead. You can't start a fire. You're dead. Put a box of matches in a dead man's hand and tell him start a fire. He couldn't start one with a blowtorch. Amen. Come on, Brother Archie. Help me, brother. You know it. You could give a dead man a blowtorch and he couldn't start a fire nowhere. He can't turn it on. He can't strike the striker. Give him whatever you want. He can't do nothing with it. That's the reason I said you got to. I've buried a lot of folks that died under the name of holiness. I've even buried members that I didn't even know was my member until they appeared in the paper, a member of so-and-so's church. I said, I'm glad to meet you. Amen. Never seen you before in my life. Amen. As far as I was concerned, they're dead. They thought they was alive. They're dead. I didn't know them. I never met them. They're dead. Some of you, God's never met you. You just joined church. You come in over the fence. You come in with a feeling. You come in with some affection. But you never really prayed through. You never got out of the world. You never got loose from... Oh! You need to quit playing that. You need to quit playing that game. You need to really get saved. Bless God. You need to really get saved. You'd get saved. Half of that stuff you're battling over just drop off of you. Amen. You wouldn't have to worry about wearing breeches, sis. If you'd get saved, God save you out of them things. Amen. You wouldn't have to worry about them culottes and gauchos and floppy things. If you'd really get saved, God save you out of them. Amen. We need a power of God on our altars that quicken men, that quicken women. Amen. That get tobacco out of their heart, tobacco out of their life, tobacco out of their barn, and tobacco out of their pocketbook. Don't bother me right now, son. Don't bother me. Amen. I said, don't you bother me. Don't you try bucking me right now. I've got heaven's Holy Ghost running up and down the aisles of my heart. Don't you do it. Don't you grieve this Spirit of God. Don't you buck this, my friend. Don't you harden your heart against this. This could be the last call God gives you to straighten your life up. This could be the last call God gives you, amen, to do something right. If you don't get a hold of God, you may remain in the chamber of the dead. Thou hast a name, thou livest, living it every day, playing the part every day, full of lust, full of worldly lust, full of it, full of the devil. Full of the devil. Amen. Whew. Playing church just like the devil would. Packing grudges down in your heart just like the devil does. Hating one another just like the devil does. Amen. Biting and devouring one another just like the devil does. Fighting against the church, fighting against the standards, fighting against the holiness of God, fighting against preaching like this. My friend, let me tell you something. If you haven't been informed before, I'm serving notice on you tonight. You're going to remain in the chamber of the dead unless God quickens you to a higher life. Some of you old mamas ought to be helping me preach. Not everything that whirls and twirls and speaks in tongues is of God. I want you to know that. I readily know that. Amen. That's right. You can glabber all you want to and blabber and all you want to, but if you don't want to get closer to God, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you're not closer to God tonight than you was last year, you've got a major problem. You ain't hearing me preach, are you? I said, if you're not closer to God tonight than you was last year when I was here, you've got a problem. Your problem is you're playing a part. You're saying, I'm all right. I don't need to pray. I don't need to ask God to help me get closer. I don't need to lay down more of the flesh. But I want you to know you do. You need to get closer to God, closer now than you've ever been. Whew. Help me, preacher. This book says, thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. The first caution it gives you after relating that to you is be watchful. Be watchful. Watch for every sign, whether it's a sign you're getting stronger or getting weaker. Be watchful. Don't cast a gazing view on somebody else. Look at your own life. What are you doing? How are you doing? How are you faring? Be watchful. Amen. Watch for every opportunity to move up closer to God. Watch for every opportunity to pray. Pray without ceasing. Be instant in prayer. Watch for a way to move up closer to God. Watch for a way to rededicate your life. Watch for the altar of consecration. Watch for the fire of God to fall. Watch for the moving of the Spirit of God. And move with the Spirit. That are ready to die. Oh, you taught out of a course. You taught out of a. What's left of our church? What's left of our church? What is the strong points of our church? What is it? What is the strong points of your life? What is it, my friend? What is the strong point? Is it your prayer life? What is your strong point? Is it your dedication to God? What is your strong point? Help me preach. What is the strong point? What is there left to strengthen? Help me preach. Come on now. Loosen up a little bit. You know I'm a preaching right to you. What's left? What have you got that you call strong? What is it? Is it your prayer life? Or is it just because you can look the part and you're only going by the strong things of I don't. I don't wear gold. I don't wear paint. I don't go there. I don't go here. I do not. But after you've got through doing nothing, what are you doing? Oh, I can tell you I don't play checkers. Amen. I can tell you I don't go to the fair, the rodeo, the ball games, picture show, roller rink. Amen. I don't go to the beach, the swimming pools. Amen. The pool hall. I can tell you I don't have a television. Amen. I can tell you a lot of things I don't. But let me tell you what I do. Amen. I do believe in praying through. I do believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I do believe in divine healing. I do believe in the soon coming of the Lord. I do believe in living spiritual. I do believe in the power of God. I do believe that the Spirit of God can quicken my mortal body. Woo! Raise your hands. Shout glory to God. Shout it again. Shout it till it sounds like thunder. Woo! Come, Holy Ghost. Come, power of God. Come, sweet presence of God. And quicken us. Strengthen the things which remain. What have you got left? Answer me. What have you got left? What does your church practice? What does your church practice besides three songs and a sermon and a little bit of prayer? Woo! Come on. Come on, look at me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What does your church practice? What is there left of the things that we once cherished? What is there left? Is there an evangelistic spirit in your church where your people moan and groan over the wayward conditions of their children? Is there a moaning and groaning and weeping at the altar because this world's going to hell? Is there a sense of urgency that if they don't get in now, the harvest is white and ready for harvest, but everybody's too dead in their easy chair to go out to the vineyard and labor? Shout yeah! You know it's right. We say, nobody's getting saved. Ain't nobody going. Every time I read this Bible, Jesus said in his parables, my oxen is slain. My fatlings killed. My dinner's ready. Go get them and bring them in. Amen. Then he said, go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. What has happened to the evangelistic spirit of holiness? We once felt like we had the only passport from earth to heaven. We preach if you don't live holiness, you're going to split hell wide open. But we don't go tell anybody that's not in the church, amen, that it's going to take a holiness life for them to get saved. Strengthen that which remains. What we got? What do we got? Is it evangelistic? Do we care for souls? Are we gospel-believing, Bible-believing Christians? Or do we argue with this old book? If this old book says, don't cut your hair, sisters, do you try to come up with another reasonable way and say, I don't cut it? It's just been falling off when I put the O-arn to it. Folks said, I ain't cut my hair in years, but it's shorter now what it was years ago. I can't understand it. I've got to go to the barber every whipstitch to get mine cut, and they just keep theirs short. They said, well, my hair just don't grow. I've heard that it grows on a dead man, too. Hallelujah, anyway. All you have to do to get rid of me is just go to the committee and say, get rid of that guy. But while I am here, hello! Now look, God didn't save you for you to look like the world.
God didn't go to the trouble of pouring the blood out of his son on an old rugged cross for you to crawl back to the slime pits of the world and look and dress and act like the world. Amen. It's time we strengthen that which remains. You just can't put up with it unless you got the Holy Ghost. Preaching like this just rubs an old carnal Christian plumb mad. They're just sitting there chewing on their gum. Amen. Woo! Head hung down, half mad, never glad. I tell you why. You're dead. You know you're dead. Jude said dead, plucked up by the roots. Amen. Come on now, wandering stars, foaming sea. Nothing, 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 nothing. Just a bunch of foaming dirt. That's all they get out of life. Strengthen that which remains. And the Bible says that are ready to die. Now, all you young folks, look at me. Look at me real good. Some of my young people are here and they'll tell you, I love them. I love them. I love my young people like I love my own son and daughter. I make no difference in them. If they're wrong, they get the same chastening the others get. Amen. Now, come on now, you're not talking to some guy that don't love you. I love you. But I want to tell you something. You won't make it if you don't get a hold of something that can take care of you. You will fall. You will die. Amen. I said you'll die. You didn't hear me. I said you'll die. Oh, you'll go right on living, but you'll fall into some boy's arms and he'll take away from you the only thing you could offer God, and that's purity. Oh, you boys will fall into the arms of some girl and she'll take away from you the only thing you can offer God, purity. Amen. Why offer God a body that's already been blackened and marred and desecrated by sin, with handprints and fingerprints all over it, and the trace and the mark of sin? Strengthen it while it remains in you. Strengthen that conviction that you'll only give yourself to your wedded mate. Amen. There's nothing wrong with a boy being a virgin. I don't care who the macho is that tells you you don't amount to nothing. 100 years from now, he'll never be nothing with God unless he prays through over those sins. Amen. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't chew, and don't run with those that do. If they call you old Holy Joe, say amen. At least Holy Joe's got a chance. Where's amen? Where's old Dirty Joe gonna be at? Amen. Dirty Joe's gonna split hell wide open. Only Holy Joe's got a chance. Hey. Amen. Amen. Oh, great God, am I in trouble? Well, I've been there before. That are ready to die. What's gonna happen to you if you don't get up this altar tonight and get it? God offered it last night without this kind of preaching. But since you didn't take it, well, guess what? Here it is. Amen. Here it is. The Bible said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. You remember what it cost you to pray through? It'll cost you that again. Remember what it cost you to pray through to the baptism? It'll cost you that again. You know what it costs you to get sanctified? It'll cost you that again. If you're going to move up, get ready to pay the cost. It may mean 15 minutes. It may mean a half hour. It may mean 45 minutes. It may mean an hour. It may mean an hour and 15 minutes, or an hour and a half, or 2 hours. I don't know how long it's going to take you to pray through, but don't you stop till you feel the quickening power of God in your soul and know that God has raised you from deadness to a new life. Hold fast and repent. And he said, if you don't watch, if thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. He came last night when you wasn't expecting him. I said he come last night when you wasn't expecting him. And you sat there because you didn't know what to do. Too dead to move. Too dead to respond. Amen. Well, I'm about done. But the question still remains unsettled. Shall we admit to God Almighty that the reason why we're dragging around at camp meeting is because we are dead? Amen. There's two quickening powers in this world. Two. Just two quickening powers. And I said, now, Brother Benny, oh yeah, that's right. There's only two quickening powers in this world today. One is the Word, and the other is the Spirit. Amen. That's the only two quickening powers in the world today. Amen. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. But Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Now don't run off and leave me. I'm heading that way. Amen. It is the Spirit, Jesus saying. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Y'all remember reading that? Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth. What's the rest of it, church? Nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. I'm pouring life out towards you tonight. You say, preacher, you're just preaching words. Yes, but they're anointed. The Spirit is speaking to you. The Holy Ghost is trying to reach you. He's trying to quicken you. How? By the Spirit and by the Word. Will you receive it? Amen. 119th Psalm, verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Amen. 37th verse. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken me in thy way. 40th verse. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. 50th verse. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Amen. The verse 88. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Verse number 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Verse 107. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Amen. Let me preach to you some more. 149. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. The 156th verse. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. 159th verse. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. The psalmist thought there was an awful lot of need of the quickening of God. Quicken me according to your word. Quicken me according to your judgment. Quicken me, Lord. Quicken me, Lord. Quicken me, Lord. Quicken me, Lord. It seems like every time he turned around, he was needing a lift out of trouble. He was needing a lift out of affliction. Amen. 143rd Psalm, 143rd Psalm, verse 11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Hallelujah, anyway. Bring my soul
out of trouble. How many is in trouble tonight? Your soul needs a touch. Your soul needs a touch. Lift your hand way up if your soul needs a touch. Hear the word of the Lord. The Spirit quickeneth. The Spirit quickeneth. The Holy Ghost is here tonight to lift us up and to make us alive. Amen. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, which was dead, was quickened by the word sent down into the chamber of death. Jesus didn't go. He stood where the stone was rolled away and sent his spirit and his word down into the dark chambers of the deep. Amen. It went past the dead body that was wrapped. It went down into the chambers of the dead. 4 days he had been dead, and the Spirit woke, amen, Lazarus. And it went speeding past the grave, down on down into the region where the dead and the departed go into the paradise which then was in the earth, amen. And there was a rumbling among the dead. Who is this Lazarus? And here comes a soul up. Amen. And that's me. I feel the quickening of the Spirit. That's me. And the soul of man went speeding back to his body. And you know what happened when the soul and the body got together? Lazarus stood up. Woo! He who was bound hand and foot. He who was bound and was dead received a message, and he came out. Ah, he came out. Oh, great God of heaven, if you get the message, you'll come out. Oh, I said, if you hear the message, you'll come out. You'll come out. You can see Lazarus as he hops out. He got right there in front of Jesus. You know what Jesus said to him? Loose him. Get them grave clothes off of him. He tore the grave clothes off of Lazarus and said, let him go. You know what? You know what the Lord would love to do to some of you? He'd love to get you out of that tomb. He'd love to undress you out of those grave clothes. And put on you the garments of praise, and the garments of joy, and the garments of Lord. Oh! He's just saying, come on out. He'll set you free. Just come on out. He'll set you free. Woo! I'm feeling it right now. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that fights against this message. I bind everyone who has the spirit of unbelief. Ah, the message didn't go to everybody in the graveyard. There's only one man came out. Amen. Tonight there may not be the multitude who receives this word. But there's a message being sent to you tonight. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Aren't you tired of the grave clothes? Stand on your feet. This is altar call time. I'm making an altar call for Lazarus. Aren't you tired of being down and defeated? Aren't you tired of being held to a pew? Aren't you tired of being regulated to the past? Aren't you tired of not having anything? Aren't you tired of being dead? Lazarus! loose him. Ha! Lazarus, come forth. Now it's your turn. Are you going to stay like you are? Or are you going to lay down your toys and come into the freedom of the Lord? Come on, step out from where you're at, from all over this tabernacle. Come on, Lazarus. Come on, Jesus. We'll make you whole. He will loosen you. Don't you set out another night. Don't you set out another night. I said, don't you set out another night. Don't you set out another night. You come on now. Come on, Jesus is waiting to do business with you. Get your hands up in the air. Don't look down. Say, Lord, I need the fire to fall, and I need it to fall on me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get as close as you can. Find your spot. Make a way. If you can't get there, come on. Up here on the altar. Come up on the platform. Make a way. Come on. And if you feel like you can't get up here, raise your hands high towards heaven and say, God Almighty, I'm tired of being dead. I'm tired of not having the Spirit. I'm tired of not being quickened. That's it. Cry out to God. Lift up your voice. Jesus, set me on fire. Take these grave clothes off of me. Set my soul on fire. Oh, he's here. He's doing a work tonight. He's reaching out to touch you. Reach up and touch him. I feel the Holy Ghost coming down like rain. Woo! 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 Come on, saints, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let him touch you. Let him help you.